Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
Go ahead.
All right, so would you mind sharing your zip code?
14208.
14208, all right, thank you. So, it says that this survey, you did complete it until about half. So I don't know if you remember a little bit of the questions. For example, well, it seems that this survey, you almost completed it.
Just a minute. Ask your question again.
All right. So it seems that this survey, you almost completed it. So we're just going to go off from there. So now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you vote yes on this amendment or vote no?
Vote yes.
All right. Are you going to definitely vote yes on the Prop 1 amendment or probably vote yes?
Vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So compared to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights?
Are you people?
All right. No difference. All right. So now I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, if you could please tell me if you agree or disagree on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you strongly disagree, and a 10 means you strongly agree. So the first one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
8.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
8.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
8.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
8.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
6.
It is important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
5.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
8.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
So now I'm going to read you a short statement about Prop 1. So the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing the state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health and autonomy. So hearing this, if elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
All right. So over the course of the survey, people changed their minds. It's totally okay if you haven't. But as you may know, the elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices are this November. So how likely are you to vote on them? Are you almost certain, probably. Are the chances 50-50? Probably not. Or are you definitely not going to vote?
Probably.
All right. So now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or Statement B, which says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
B.
B, somewhat more, or B, much more?
Much more.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some things that people have said that are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. And for each one, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that this is extremely motivating, a 5 means that it's somewhat motivating, and a 0 means that it's not motivating at all. So the first one is, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of all those with disabilities. This amendment will close these loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
That's right.
So how motivating do you find this to be? With a 10? Yeah. All right, so would that be a 10 then? Extremely motivating?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been about 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Yes.
So would you say that's a 10, extremely motivating?
10.
All right. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable for the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
Okay.
A 10 as well?
I got a 9.
A 9? All right. Thank you. All right. So over the course of a survey, people changed their minds, but it's still okay if you haven't. So I'm going to read you a text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So it says, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So if elections were held today, would you vote yes for this amendment or no?
Yes.
So after hearing all this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on ballot issues? Would you say you're much more likely now, based on everything you just heard? Somewhat more likely. Has it made no change? Somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
No change,
all right. So how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Well, a 0 means not at all motivated, and a 10 means extremely motivated.
9.
So in terms of sexual orientation, what do you consider yourself to be?
A male.
All right, but in terms of sexual orientation, would you say you're heterosexual, lesbian, or gay?
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual, all right. What is your marital status?
Widow.
Widowed, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired, all right. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can just ballpark it or estimate it if you would like.
$100,000.
I'm sorry?
$100,000.
All right. Well, and this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Goodbye.